Norm getting his Siskel and Ebert on. He saw a documentary that he was trying to tell us all about in the meeting. We said, shut your mouth. Tell us about it on the air. Here he is, the Siskel and Ebert of the ticket, Norm.
Well, as you guys did Trippin' Balls, I did something this weekend I never thought I would do. I had absolutely no attraction to going see the documentary, Would You Be My Neighbor? I thought I knew Fred Rogers, who did Rogers' Neighborhood for 200 years on PBS. It was unbelievable. I don't know how many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of episodes he did. But I would not have gone to see this. And, by the way, Mary wouldn't have either. Except Mary has a good friend who said, hey, would you like to go see this documentary? Would you be my neighbor? And, to tell you the truth, I didn't feel all that way Sunday, and I came with them. Much of backing out. What an enormous mistake that would have been in my life.
So you've never seen an episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
I have seen snippets of it.
Okay.
But I always thought, you know, I don't think I want to watch two puppets talk for half an hour.
It debuted February 19th, 1968, and the final episode was August 31st of 2001.
Let that stretch, let that amount of time just conceive of America over that time. Vietnam, assassinations, Watergate, presidential resignation.
912 episodes, including specials.
912 episodes. Dear Lord, we think now of a show that lasts 10 years and does 13 episodes a year as a giant in American television. Okay. I have to tell you that I left that theater with a fair amount of professional jealousy. There's a story that sat right under someone's nose for years until someone went and did it. And it reawakened in me a full-fledged desire to get back on the horse pursuing funding for our Kip Kano documentary. But this was a very difficult documentary to do, but everything was right there. If you know what I mean. They're all... I mean, you've got
912.
Okay. You got them all on tape, for God's sakes. They're all sitting there. And you've got all sorts of interviews that are there. And you've got programs he did, quote, adult programs that he did, specials over the years. And then all you had to do was round up 10, 12 other people that worked with him on these and then do the documentary. But I still didn't want to see this because I thought, I don't want to watch two puppets talk for 2 hours. I was amazed at what a story there is here. Fred Rogers was a pastor. He wanted to go to seminary. He got attracted by going to television. He wound up doing both in his life. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is a full-length documentary that has gotten all sorts of acclaim at film festivals around the world. Not around Hoboken, around the world. I had no idea the kind of political commentary inside this show for kids trying to explain something. They took a chunk of one of his shows that was so touching. And he talked through the puppets. He was every voice. He was virtually every voice. And one day the little puppet says to the girl that he would talk to, actually live girl, "I heard a very scary word today that I've heard a lot the last couple of days. The word is assassination." And this is kids trying to explain the concept of assassination, trying to explain the concept of war, trying to explain concepts of politics and psychology and the differences in people. Donnie, there was this incredible... He had a character who was black. He played a policeman on the show. The man was gay. He had a gay black man on the show. One time, the word got back to Fred that this gay black man had gone to this fairly popular gay bar. And he called him in. And he said, "Do you understand we just can't do that? That the show's too important. That it would override what we're trying to do." And the guy was so understanding, and he stayed with him for years. And this is during, imagine what the 60s and 70s were like in America for black people and gay people. And then when you put them together, and he has this one episode where the policeman comes in and sits down and says he's tired, and Fred's got his feet in a pan of water. And he said, Fred said to him, "Well, why don't you just take your shoes off and relax and put your feet in the water with mine?" And he did. And they sat and talked. A middle-aged white man and a 30-ish black man with both feet in the same tub of water. And when the other actor takes his feet out of the water, Fred Rogers dries his feet. God almighty, what that was in America. This documentary is so moving. And then for what he went through later. People protested him because they thought he was gay. And then when that sort of got debunked, they protested him because he was kind to gays. And then there was this slew of commentators who wrote how he'd steered our children so wrong with... And it was just amazing, his theories on life, how gentle he was, and yet how he felt children had to be told and taught certain things. You just couldn't keep the world that far away from them.
Right. I remember watching this on a regular basis and don't remember any of the political or any statements like that
me
went
neither.
On. It just obviously went over my head because I'm a kid. But you would think sometimes some of those things may stick out or one instance, but it's nothing. I don't remember anything about that. It just seemed like it was fun seeing this guy with the puppets and then, you know, doing the other things. It just didn't stand out at all.
It was a kid show.
Right.
That's what you thought it was. And as such, I mean, when he came on the air, I was 24. I wasn't going to watch a kid show on PBS. They had tape of a Senate hearing where they were cutting the budget. And I believe it was the Nixon presidency. He was going to cut the budget for PBS. And people had come in, and this senator who was running it was named Frank Pastore. And he was hard. He was tough. He did not have a lot of obvious sensitivity to him. And Mr. Rogers sits down at the Senate hearing on whether or not PBS would get their $20 million. And everybody, after a couple of days of hearing, soon CBS isn't going to get this. They're going to cut the budget like everybody thinks. And Senator Pastore is very short with him. And Mr. Rogers says, I'd like to read a statement into the record. It'll take about 10 minutes. And Pastore says something very short. And he said something like, Mr. Rogers said something back like, I'll just trust that you'll read it then. I'll trust that you'll read this statement. But let me just say something. And his statement wasn't any more than maybe 2 minutes about the importance of connecting with children, about why it's important, why TV like this is important, why we just can't stop doing things like this. And at the end of it, you can see Pastore's face weaken as Mr. Rogers is talking in very gentle terms, like he did on the air.
Right.
And at the end of it, Pastore sits back and says, well, I just think you got your $20 million. After 2 days of hearing where he'd been running roughshod over people coming in and saying, well, we should do this. And it is so, so worth it. It is one of the best pieces of documentary work I've ever seen.
Boy, that's some high praise right there.
It is really, really, really good.
I remember seeing the... I'm sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
Well, I was just resetting. For those who don't know, it's titled "Would You Be My Neighbor?" or "Won't You Be My Neighbor?" about Mr. Rogers. Yes. And I will say, Rotten Tomatoes has it at 99% fresh.
Really?
Which is about as high as I've ever seen. The audience rating 98. So apparently, everybody who's seen this has been blown away, just like you.
It is really good.
I remember seeing the advertising for it, and I thought, man, I watched the program. Like I said, nothing really stuck out. I just remember religiously watching it. But boy, I'm excited about going to see this now.
When the puppet says to the girl, the live girl who was a cast member, in a very weak voice, I've been hearing a very scary word lately. The word is assassination. And it was right after the Bobby Kennedy killing. And, oh, man, you're thinking, wait a minute, how would I explain assassination to a 5-year-old, a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 10 or 12-year-old? How would I explain that term? And it's just, it's fascinating. He wrote all the songs. He did the voices. It was just incredible.
Is there any reference to Eddie Murphy's Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood?
Yes. Yes, there were scenes of some of the mockeries of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, where Eddie Murphy did Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, and they actually had some of those on. Some of those, they had pieces of those, and as I recall, Eddie Murphy and Mr. Rogers met at one point, and Mr. Rogers was very kind to him. And it's a fascinating piece of work, lads.
Very good.
You all will love it.
Well, we will check it out for sure. Thank you, Norm.